It is November 25th, 2011. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of Gerwick.net. That's www.gerwick.net. Gerwick.net, your source for all your pro wrestling and MMA news. And tonight I welcome a very special guest to the website, a former ECW, WCW, WWE superstar, Big Vito LaGrasso. How you doing tonight, Vito?
I'm doing great, Steven. Thank you for helping me and get on the show. But you forgot I was in TNA. And that makes me a four-time winner every time. The Pavarotti of hard shots to the body. The Paisan who's got it going on. That fly Italian guy from SI. The toughest man to ever wear a dress. Steve, thank you for having me on tonight.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I guess up front, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, my Thanksgiving was actually pretty nice because I got to be home for the holidays for the first time in a long time. I wasn't on the road. I wasn't away from home. I'm actually spent it with my fiance and her family. We had a nice dinner. And, you know, that part of the holiday was very good.
Did you get served a turkey on Thanksgiving?
Well, I did get kind of like two turkeys. The first one was very good, and I actually tasted it and ate it. And then a second one was very, like, upsetting, was meant to humiliate. And I guess you could say in the WWE universe, you know, it's kind of bullying. And from a guy who just sits around, you know, and does wrestling, and that's the only thing I do, I try to make a living at this, and I don't do anything to anybody on the internet. I don't, you know, antagonize anybody. I don't, you know, attack anybody on the internet. I never say nothing bad about nobody on the internet. You know, it's not my style. You know, if I got beef with you, I come to you and I talk to you about it. But the turkey you referenced to is something that was on WWE.com, and it was written and said I was a big turkey. Now, if you were to elaborate to the people out there what the content was, I would appreciate if you explained it to the people a little bit better in detail than I can.
Sure, and let me start off by saying also that Vito and I have known each other for a long time. I remember meeting Vito probably in the mid-90s with Paul Heyman's ECW. Obviously, we've kept in contact for a long time. I find Vito to be one of the most upstanding individuals, very honest, open. The guy's been everywhere. He's wrestled everybody. He's won titles everywhere. I forgot to mention that he was part of TNA. It shows you he's worked for all the major companies in the United States. He's worked in Japan, all over the world. And I was very surprised earlier today when I saw a list that was compiled by World Wrestling Entertainment that was posted on WWE.com that lists the top seven turkeys in reference to turkeys in the ring. I guess that really in the ring specified, you know, performers in the actual ring. Now, on this list, and I'll count it down for the listeners out there, maybe some that have not even heard about this yet. Number seven on the list is Michael Cole. Number six is Vito. Number five is Bart Gunn, formerly of the Smoking Guns. Number four was the fake Razor Ramon. Three, Kazarni. Two, Mike Adamley. And number one, Gobbledy Gooker. Now, when I saw this list, I can understand some of the names on this list would be considered a turkey, but a name that I definitely have no idea why he's on this list would be Vito, other than they put in the description that Vito, of course, came in as a full-blooded Italian, later wrestled as a dress, and then moved on from there. And now, when I saw this article, I immediately contacted Vito to kind of get his reaction to it. And I guess once it got out, Kazarni himself posted a video on Twitter that, of course, went viral. It was on a lot of the different websites out there. But Vito has not yet spoken publicly in this forum. And I give a chance for Vito to, I guess, Vito, how did you find out about this article? And what has been the reaction from your friends, your family, and then maybe your associates that, I guess, what was their honest reaction when they heard about this story, and what was your reaction when you first learned about it?
Well, I learned about it through Facebook, and they said the WWE put something bad about me on their website. So I just looked at it as, you know, I said, okay, you know, because I have a lot of fans and friends on Facebook. So I went on Thanksgiving morning because it was done through email, I go on there and I read it, and I was like, you know, I read it and I was like, eh, what am I going to do, man? I just kind of like overlooked it. I was like, eh, I'm not going to let it ruin my holiday. But then as the day went on, you know, I didn't get it on my computer until at night. My emails from AOL, from Facebook, from Yahoo, to my Twitter account, to everything, was bombarded with fans and friends. And they said, why did WWE do that to you? Why did they humiliate you like that? So then my fiance, you know, she got upset about it as well. And then she says, Dita, you have to answer this. So I says, you know what? And then when I thought about it some more, I just sat back and I took it all in. And then I says, you know what? I says, I think it's time I spoke about this and said something. You know, what people don't realize is that I started out in the WWF back in 1991. I wrestled Bret Hart for the title in his first title defense. I've been on and off WWF TV since 1991, and it is the year 2011. I put in 20 years down at the WWE, okay? I was in the first Slam Jam video. I wrestled a lot of the greats. My first match was with the Rockers, Bret Hart, the Boss Man, Virgil, the Road Warriors, the British Bulldog, Tugboat, Owen Hart and Coco Beware, High Energy. Tatanka. I've done it all, you know, through that time. And then as I grew in the business, I sacrificed and I did my training. I was trained by Johnny Rods. I was brought in properly and trained properly. And I learned the business the old school way, an old fashioned way. I mean, I went to Japan. I went to the Dominican Republic. I went to USWA. I went back to Puerto Rico. And I wrestled for Carlos Colon for 3 years there. And I lived there. I left my family. You know, and I lived in Puerto Rico for 3 years. How many people give up their families to go pursue their dream? Thank God my wife at the time was behind me, and she gave me the okay to do it. You know what I mean? And you know, from there, I went to ECW. Now, I was an ECW original. You know, I went to All Japan. I was one of the only Americans ever to pin Misawa, who was in an All Japan Battle Royal. I go to WCW and become tag team champion with Johnny the Bull and the Mamelukes. I beat Terry Funk on Monday Night Nitro for the Hardcore title. I, you know, have great success as a singles in WCW. I go to the XWF, you know, and I have success there. I then go to Germany and become an Iron Man champion. One of very few Americans, if, you know, one or two Americans ever won that, a very prestigious title to be an Iron Man champion in Germany. You know, from there, I went back to Japan. I tagged with a man called Tenryu, who's like the Hulk Hogan of wrestling there. I did a lot of great overseas stuff in Malaysia. I worked with the NWE. I can't tell you how many things I've done. And then, you know, when I finally wound up and I lived my dream and I went to the WWE, you know, along with going to the TNA, when I made it to TNA, I was like, man, that's some of my best promo work, some of my best work. You know, I was a success everywhere I went. When I made it to WWE, I was like, man, I lived my dream. I'm here. Now what can I accomplish? I got to be a member of the FBI with Nunzio. You know, I did my thing there. And then when they split me and Nunzio up as a tag team and they came up with me with this gimmick, you know, I didn't know how to do it. But because I was confident in my work and I was confident in who I was in the ring and me being a good worker, I knew I could pull it off. I lived this gimmick. And a lot of guys don't live their gimmicks today because it's old school. I lived it. I did it for a year. I lived in a dress 5-6 days a week. I was on the road. I did it all. I posed in Playboy magazine. I got the most out of this that I could. I was one of the most popular and most recognizable baby faces in all sports. I was one of the most recognized athletes in all of sports, you know. And then, you know, when I got released from WWE, you know, after my run, I was undefeated in WWE. I had a great run in WWE with the dress, you know. But because some, you know, behind-the-scenes things that I won't disclose right now, you know, I know it's time, you know, they said, well, we don't have nothing for you. I went down to developmental. I became developmental, Deep South developmental heavyweight champion. Because I'm a hard worker. I didn't have to go to developmental. I went because I chose to go. Because I was not going to give up. I wasn't going to sit home and earn a paycheck. you know. And when I got released, I didn't cry about it. I didn't get upset about it. I said, you know what? I lived my dream. I got nothing to be upset about. I went on to work for the NWA. I went overseas, and I did my overseas tours. I went back to Japan. I went to different places. I did went back to Italy. I can't tell you the number of things I've done throughout the past few years, you know. But on this day, you know, when somebody calls you a turkey and makes a reference to everything I accomplished in the wrestling business, and that's not only in the ring but outside the ring, people know that I do tons and tons of charity work, and I help children. I mentor kids in high schools. I help athletes today, and I give them the straight dope on what it takes to be a pro and how to act and how to be. And if you want to be something in life, you go to school, you go to college, you get good credits, you get your diplomas, and you have something to fall back on. I never BS nobody. I never beat nobody for money, and I stand nobody wrong. I'm one of the most honest guys in wrestling. When it comes to the sport and being a professional athlete, I was groomed, I was polished, and I'm ready, and that's how I carry myself today. And when it came down to he said, she said stuff on the internet, or everybody has to cry the blues, I never respond to nothing. You know what? Sticks and stones can break my bones, and names will never hurt me. If you got beef with me, you come to my face, we settle it like men. We go outside, we talk it over. Hey, if it comes down to blows, most likely it doesn't, because we just talk about it and settle it. That's no problem. But nobody ever approaches me on a one-on-one level. A lot of people decide they're going to go on the internet and they're going to tell their business. You don't do stuff like that, you know. But I choose not to respond to things. This time, being that I am a professional entertainer slash wrestler, I prefer to call myself a pro wrestler. I go out and I still earn a living like this. This is how I make my rent. That's how I pay my rent, food, clothes, gas, electric, telephone, mortgage, car payment. This is what I do. When people who you work for say bad things about you, it brings down your credibility. Oh, we can't use Vito because WWE said this about him. We can't use Vito because they said this about him. What about the good things I do, like how I help families this past Christmas and how I helped the Marine Corps do over 13,000 families get gifts for their children? Well, how about the personal appearances at the hospitals and the personal gifts I give kids so they have something for Christmas? This is something I've been doing for over 15 years, but nobody mentions that. It is the holidays now. And this is where I get into my good Christmas mode and I start to get ready to do my thing because I enjoy this. How many people know that I couldn't get home? I was in Florida last year. And last year for Christmas, you know, I couldn't get home. You know, I was like, you know what? Okay. I sat home. I had a box of Wheat Thins. I had some iced tea. I went to the gym. I watched the Knicks on TV. Okay. Nobody bought me a Christmas gift. Nobody got me anything. Nobody did anything for me. I got a couple of cards. I said, don't worry about it. I said, when I come home, I said, it'll all be good. You sure you don't want it? I said, nah, I'm cool. I'm good. You know why? Because I had the joy of making sure everybody else had a good Christmas. Did it matter to me, you know, personally, that I didn't have anything? Hey, you got tough skin, you could deal with it. You know, nobody knows that about me. I've done without a lot. I give people the shirt off my back. I even go in my closet, and if you don't got clothes, I give you clothes. It happened this past year. A couple of my friends didn't have clothes. I said, I got something for you. I go in my closet, take my T-shirts. Here's some T-shirts. What size pants you wear? Okay, you can fit in these. Here you go. If you're size 13, you got yourself some shoes. I've done that three times this past year. But nobody knows about that. Nobody comments about that. But then WWE.com and the WWE, how they want to pronounce themselves, they're a PG organization. And they're fan-friendly. And they want to come to the people who want to come and bring their families to something, then one of their heroes and somebody who people look up to in the wrestling world, and being that I was in the WWE universe, and you come out and you say, I'm a turkey, and you defame my character, and you make fun of me, for what? I'm one of your most popular characters. I'm one of the guys who actually did get over on TV. I'm one of the guys who made the people watch on SmackDown. I'm one of the guys who actually brought a smile to millions of people. As much as they don't want to say it, yeah, it's true. And they know in the back of their minds, I ran with this more than and better than they ever thought I could get it. And I still do it today. But for somebody in WWE.com and the Geek Squad decided that they were going to poke fun at me. For what reason, I have no idea. But they didn't do their history. They didn't look up. Vito does have greatness in him. Vito accomplished a lot in wrestling and in his life. He came from the streets. He came from the projects. He came from being poor, on welfare, with no food, stale cookies, and all the goodies that go along with being somebody who didn't have it when he was growing up. But you want to poke fun at me because you think I have the golden spoon in my mouth. Well, you made a mistake, and you don't make fun of people. The WWE has an anti-bullying campaign going on, people. So why are you bullying a man in a dress? Why are you saying something bad about me? Why are you making fun of me? You have ads all along your WWE campaign that says, we don't believe in bullying people. Stop bullying people. And what did you do on the holidays? You bullied me. You bullied my family because you embarrassed them also. You knocked my character from my friends, my fans, who look up to me. Why would you do that, WWE? Isn't John Laurinaitis looking out for what's being put on the websites? Is Vince McMahon sleeping when this is going on? Or are they just worried about their future Endeavor t-shirts and their characters on TV? It's either you're going to be on TV, you'll be on TV. If you're going to be in the office, you be in the office. You can't do both. But this one slipped out of the cracks. So now I'm responding. Not only am I responding by coming on here first and doing my first vocal, I am going on TMZ. I already put in a claim to GLAAD. I am going full out like this. And I am going to tell, if they ask me a question, I am going to come full circle and answer it bullseye on. I got over 22 years of knowledge in the behind the scenes of wrestling and the great walls of the WWF from back in the day. I have all the knowledge and I have the know-how, and I could ruin family and friends and names of people who wrestle and still work in these companies today if I choose to, but I never did. And when people consistently kind of knock me and drag me down and want to say these little things, it gets me upset. Because in the old days, it was just like, okay, you're outside the walls of the WWE, you're out here on the street, let's do this now. And let's see how tough you are outside these walls. But because you're in this little cubicle and you're inside this great wall, you think you're untouchable. Well, guess what, people? You're not untouchable. I believe Mrs. McMahon is part of this company, and she's the one who really got the ball rolling to clean up the WWE and make this a positive thing because she wants a political career. Now, if she wants a political career and she has this anti-bullying campaign going, why on Thanksgiving are they bullying somebody who worked for your company for over 20 years, never caused a peep on the internet, never did nothing to you, but your company is going to demoralize me? This isn't the fact that I've tried to get my job back several times. I've written thousands of emails that never get returned to from John Laurinaitis or Ty Bailey. I am ignored. But that's okay. I take it with a grain of salt because in the wrestling business, you have to have tough skin. You're told a million no's until you're told yes. That's fine. But if Mrs. McMahon is going for Senate and she has this publicity now that she's being affiliated with this company, which is her husband's company, and then there are all these little family secrets that go along with it that we all know are supposed to ignore. But for Vito, and we can call Vito a turkey, and we can call him names, and we can say these things, and am I supposed to make a living? How do I make a living tomorrow? Now, the people who read your website, because you are the best company in the world, you are the most powerful company in the world, I say, how do I go out and make a living now because you call me a turkey? You make my credibility as a wrestler go way down. Who's going to book me now? How am I going to feed my family? How about for the holidays, WWE? How about if you give me a job? I could use a job right now. I could use a paycheck every Friday. But because you like to bully people, and now you're bullying me, now I have to fight back. this is not my type of fight that I like to fight. But you know what? For the first time in my whole wrestling career, I'm actually speaking out against wrestling. There are a lot of positives to be had. There are a lot of positives to talk about. But people want to constantly knock the wrestling business and knock what people accomplish. You don't do it on your .com. You don't do it against guys who've put in 21 years, almost 22 years of service in the wrestling business, giving up their families, giving up their friends, giving up their lives, giving up everything to be a superstar. In the end, it's an empty feeling. I can tell you that firsthand. But I do want to make this a point clear. I am not going to be bullied. I'm not going to be humiliated. I'm not going to be harassed. I am proud of who I am. If I wasn't confident to wear a dress, I wouldn't have did it. There wasn't nothing anybody could say or do to me that was going to stop me from being who I wanted to be. Doesn't mean I'm gay. Doesn't mean I'm anything but Big Vito LaGrasso from Staten Island, New York. I love everybody. That smile you've seen on TV when I had the dress on, that was my personality. I love to smile. I love kids. I love happiness. I love Christmas. I love everything. You know? I love a miracle on 33rd Street. You know why? Because you got to believe. I love It's a Wonderful Life. You know why? Because I was the George Bailey of Staten Island. And until I finally moved to Florida, I said, you know what? I'm getting out of here. I'm tired of this. I want a change in my life. I always said I was going to do it. And then finally, I had the guts. I went to Tampa, Florida. In 2 days, I found a condo. I bought it. I was at it in a week. And I said, that's it. Nobody believed me. But when you go to humiliate me like this and make me try to, you know, make me look like some sucker in the wrestling business, I don't go for that because I didn't do anything to deserve that kind of press. But you did give me press. I thank you for giving me the publicity. Now I'm back in the WWE spotlight. People have been wanting to see me back on TV. People want to see characters. The product you have now, nobody wants to watch because you don't have any characters on. People want to be entertained. You have good wrestlers on there. You have young wrestlers on there. You have guys who need to have experience. That's all well and good. But you also got to look at the other side of the fence where there are fans and they want to see who they want to see, not who you want to put out there for a cheap dollar. I am a professional athlete. I am a pro wrestler. I am polished and tailor-made. I can go out there and entertain people. I've been doing it for 20 years. I've been successful in the ECW with the Baldies as Vito the Skull LaGrasso. I was successful in WCW as Big Vito. I was successful in TNA as Big Vito LaGrasso. I was successful in the WWE as Vito. I was successful in WWC in Puerto Rico as Skull Von Crush. I was successful in the USWA as Skull Von Crush. I was successful in Japan as in Old Japan as Skull Von Crush. I was successful as a TV enhancement guy back in 1991 as Vito Cruz. So when you want to talk about somebody not fulfilling something in wrestling, I've done more than anybody could ever think or dream of. I've been more places in the world than anybody. I've been a world traveler. I could only, there are people who dream of just having a quarter of what I've done, and I've done it all. And then you people behind a WWE.com internet want to sit there and knock me. I hope John Laurinaitis is listening to this. I hope Vince McMahon listens to this. I hope Joey Styles, who I think runs, and he's my friend, and I know he didn't do this on purpose, but somebody let this slip. So now I'm going to go off full force, and I am going to prove, and I'm going to say my case, because this ain't right. Hey, WWE, okay, you talk about how you have a wellness policy in place, and you're all about the wellness policy, and you're all doing, you try to help everybody, and that's great. That's a wonderful thing. I give you kudos for that. And for the guys who take you up on it, I'm happy. For the guys who don't and they're passing away, hey, no fault on you. And I appreciate the wellness policy. God, good thing I don't fault like that. I never did. I never was like that. But if I ever did need it, I know I could fall back and say, hey, WWE's behind me. They'll help me. And I know you've helped some other guys in the business, and I think it's great. But when you knock people who are still wrestling today and you knock them and bury them and you say stupid things like that, why are you doing that to them so they can't make a dollar? Why is it because I'm not making a dollar for you? Hey, WWE, I'm putting it out there. I need a job. I would like to have a paycheck every Friday. I know I could fit in your universe, whether it be as a wrestler, which I know I could do because I still do it today. And I still do it like one of the best. I have 21, almost 22 years experience. I've been trained by you and every other great professional in the business. I could be a great trainer. I could be anything I want to be, and I put my mind to it. I am still a wrestler today, and I am an entertainer. And there's nobody who can tell me different, and nobody can tell me anything. When I think it's time to go on to something else, I'll do it at my own pace. But I am still one of the best out there, and people want to see me on TV. People want to see it. I don't understand what the turkey reference was to. I don't understand why you wouldn't do a defamation of character against me. But you know what? If I was to open my mouth and say anything bad about everybody who I could say something bad about, because nobody's closet is clean, and everybody has skeletons in their closet. So if everybody with all the skeletons in their closet, if they would like them exposed, we can keep up the turkey routine and we can keep this up. Because if you're allowed to have freedom of speech, that's all well and good. But if you're going to have freedom of speech, and then you're going to say, well, we have an anti-bullying policy, and then you're bullying me, and you're saying things about me so I can't make a living, I don't think that's very cool, and I don't think it's right. And I think it's hypocritical what you put out there to the public. But this is the first of it. I start out with Steve Gerwig. Next is TMZ. Then I'm going on Glad.
And for those out there listening that appreciate what Vito has done for wrestling, has done for all the people that he's mentored, all the people he's given his shirt off his back for, if you appreciate that and think what WWE has done is wrong, help us get the message out. Retweet this on Twitter. Post it on your Facebook page. Email it to other news sources. Let's get the word out about what Vito is talking about here, and really question why they would single him out, especially around the holidays. They could have easily done a great piece on Vito, all this charity work, at Thanksgiving or at Christmas time, pointing out that he has given back to wrestlers, has given back to his community, has given back to young people that need his help, and really point out to the point of, what was the point of this article? And I know you've already, put the word out on the social media. You've tried to tweet Joey Styles about the anti-bullying aspect, the hypocritical nature of this piece is. And I guess, listening to you, and I think you did a great job, outlining your career, outlining the good things you've done, you've given back, the solid work you've always done in the ring. You've been a true professional in and out of the ring. I guess the question would be, why do you think WWE would do this, especially at the holidays, to you as someone that you've given back and been a part of their company for so long? I mean, do you have any idea why they would do this to you?
I don't have a clue. And that's the thing, because I don't ever say anything to nobody. I really only speak to a few of the guys in wrestling who I consider my friends, the guys I know, and it's not like I'm out there on the internet or I'm a Facebook guy. Facebook is for fun. I talk to my friends on Facebook. We have a good time. I have a million fans on there. On Twitter, I have a million people following me. Hey, Big Beetle, when are you getting back on TV? Hey, Big Beetle, when are you going back to the WWE? Hey, Big Beetle, when are you coming in? I don't know what to say anymore. It's not like I'm, I do call up the WWE. I do leave emails. They go unanswered. But that's protocol for the WWE. That happens. So as many emails as I send, as many text messages I send, it never gets answered. When they have something for you, they will call you. And this goes out in another way, too. For all the young wrestlers out there who I have mentored and helped and trained throughout the years, and this goes for every one of them, I tell them the first thing, keep your business to yourself. Never go on the internet, because once you say something, you can never take it back. I said, keep to yourself. Train hard. 1,000 squats. 500 push-ups. Work on your craft. Don't worry about your T-shirts, your gimmicks, or anything, because you'll have it at the end. Work on who you are in the ring. And I'm one of these guys who wants to go. When I started wrestling, I wanted to be a wrestler. I didn't want to be a millionaire. Maybe I should have rethought things 20-something years ago, but I wanted to be a wrestler, and the one thing I wanted was respect. And when I walk in the dressing room, that's why I expect, because I earned it, not because I demand it, because I earned it. And any guy who hasn't done what I've done, I deserve a little courtesy and respect. And that goes a long way in my book. And like when you see this stuff here and it comes from the big company and you're picking on somebody who's trying to, the economy's bad. Everything is tight. Everything is tough right now. But I don't need bad publicity like that. I need positive things. Call me a turkey. I think, why would you want to hurt my family like that? My family read that. They were upset. Why did they do that to you? I don't know. I had to put up with long faces at dinner. I have two, kids, who talked to me on Facebook. Why did WWE say that to you? I don't know. You know, don't worry about it. We'll put it behind us. But Vito, I want to see you back on TV. I want to see you wrestle. I want to see you in the dress. I want to see you do. I said, it'll happen. I keep positive and I don't talk about it. But I have to come out and say something now. I think it was wrong. I don't think it was warranted. I said, the holidays are here. This is when I do my charity work. This is when I help people. I don't ask W. I don't, you know what I mean? I ask for, what do I ask for? I call up for a job. I try to get work. I try to do what I got to do. And then I get this in, as a return. Somebody made a mistake. Somebody did something wrong. Somebody did that research. Somebody thought it was a big ha-ha. Well, it's not funny when you put negative things on the internet about somebody. I do this for a living. This is what I do. Being a computer guy, you don't, you can get a computer job at Best Buy. You'll still have a job. Being a wrestler, people, fans, and everybody looks at you. And they judge you from what's on the internet. And that's what the society we're on today. Okay? And then for all the people who got the skeletons in their closet and everything, if it ever came out, there'd be a lot of divorces at Christmas time. There'd be a lot of people going out of business. There'd be a lot of people who wouldn't have what they have today. And there'd be a lot of unhappy faces, not at my table, but a lot of other people's tables. But I had to experience that at my holiday, and I wasn't happy about it. And there was no call for it, because I didn't ask for anything, and I didn't do anything. But somebody thought it was a big ha-ha to make Vito a turkey. No, you hurt my revenue. You hurt me making an income. You hurt my fan base, and you hurt my family. You hurt my friends by doing this. It's not about what you think of make. Oh, well, you're supposed to be positive, WWE. You're supposed to write good things, not demoralize people and embarrass them. It goes against your bullying policy. That's what you have all your promos about when you have all the WWE superstars in the universe go on there. I don't believe in bullying. I don't believe in bullying. Well, guess what you did? You just did what you said you wouldn't do. Now, I don't know how Mrs. McMahon feels about this policy, because I know she had to have a hand in installing it, because I know she loves the WWE universe very much, and I know she thinks about it a lot, and she helped create this monster that we have, along with her husband, Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon is a great guy, and he's a businessman. He's got something for everybody. If you watch him work, he's a mastermind. I enjoy working for him. I enjoy all the things that he does, and I watch him. He has something for everybody in his mind. He writes the show. He plans the show. There's one way of doing things. That's why he's the best. That's why he's number one. But he doesn't, I mean, he can't look at everything and he can't catch everything. But this was uncalled for. And it's not right. So what is WWE going to do to make this right? How is WWE going to make this better? Because right now, as it looks right now, I already got people that are telling me, well, you know, what are we going to do? You know, how would you, why would WWE do this? Or, you know, for bookings that I can possibly get, now that they said I'm a turkey, hey, in people's eyes, that makes it look bad. But I can eat the best of worms. And I still hold the record for eating worms on a pay-per-view at Christmas. And nobody ever topped my worm-eating contest. I'm still one of the best Santa Claus out there. I'm still one of the best workers out there. I'm still one of the best in the wrestling business as a person. You don't knock people.
I tell you, Vito, because when I saw this list, and you can debate names on a list, but I mean, when I think of a turkey, if you're saying somebody's a turkey in the ring, that definitely implies you're not good, you're not talented, you know, you're just no good overall. And when I saw the list, and there was some people on the list I could understand. Obviously, they pointed out Michael Cole and Mike Adamly, they're the two announcers that got in the ring were atrocious. You can understand that, but I didn't think Bart Gunn was a turkey. I thought he was a pretty good worker. He's a former tag team champion with their own company. And then I, you know, kind of thought of names who could be on this list. I thought of Giant Gonzalez. I thought, you're going to point somebody out as a turkey, you know, guy who's not even in the business anymore, or the Goon, or heck, you could even say the Great Khali, who I don't know if everybody realizes actually killed a man when he was in training. I don't know how to label him more of a turkey than, you know, some of the matches that he put together that were flat out awful. And then you, again, are a guy who's had a lot of great matches. You go back to your body of work with Paul Heyman's ECW and WCW and WWF. And that's why, you know, I reached out to you, because I figured by the time I had reached out to you, you'd heard about this. And I knew you would not be happy about this. And you shouldn't be. I don't understand their angle here. I know they put articles on their website just to get traffic, to get hits. It's part of having a website. But, you know, if you're going to actually compile a list like this, you know, why would you single out people that actually have talent, that worked hard for you and busted their ass? And I don't understand why they would single you out when there are so many other potential turkeys, if they want to use that term and to really, you know, point the finger at some of the most, you know, god awful characters they've had, some brutal wrestling we've seen over the years, and yet you being such a good worker and very talented and good, cut great promos and have a great fan base, you know, why would they single you out? Just makes no sense. And
it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't make for anybody to do good in the wrestling business. Why speak negative about people? You're supposed to portray positive things. So now sure. I'm going to go on TMZ, and I'm going to go on GLAAD, and I'm going to go and speak my mind, and I'm going to give the same interview. And I know TMZ is worldwide. I know GLAAD, they just had a case with GLAAD, and they just had something with them, with the gay rights thing. And me being a man in a dress, why would you say that? Because if people are looking at my dress, why don't the guys at WWE.com stop worrying about what's up my dress and what look at what the fans want? And if you read that, you know, who cares about what's up with people's dress? You know, fellas, you know, it ain't about the guys who look up there. It's about the female base, too. If it wasn't any good, you know, if it wasn't a nice-looking man, a handsome man, you know, I could say, hey, he's an ugly duck and he's just an old, you know, beat up, ugly, young, something, ugly duckling, he's just miserable. Fat, out of shape, you know, that ain't the case. I'm a handsome man. I'm a good-looking man. I'm a grown man. I kept my body in shape. I'm in good shape. I look tremendous, you know. I've always had a good rapport with women. A lot of women find me attractive. You know, as long, and it's not sad to say, a lot of men find me attractive. I take it as a compliment. You know, it's part of being a metrosexual. It's the good and the good. You know, if everybody thinks you're a nice looking, hey, what does that mean? You're a nice looking guy. It doesn't mean that you float anyway. It just means you accept compliments and just say, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And they already know what's what. But I mean, when you just come out and try to, you know, say something that isn't true and say something that isn't right, hey, buddy, back up. Learn your role. Okay, you're just some guy who's working behind a computer. You don't even know stats. You don't look at Wikipedia. You don't look at nothing. You don't know my history. But I think you need to look and run and do your research on what's what in the world of professional wrestling. Instead of most of the guys who come up and get jobs in WWE, they're all fans, and they all wish they could be in the business. But how many of the guys who are behind the desk think they could do what I do? But I can go on there and write a column tomorrow, and what does that make me, a writer?
Honestly, Vito, they hire people that write their shows, that come from the entertainment field, that write for movies and television and do entertainment writing, and they come in to WWE and they have no idea the history of characters. They have no idea the history of events, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. They don't understand the tradition, the legacy of the business, and yet they have to develop characters and storylines. And a lot of it, I mean, when you watch, as you were saying before, what fans want are characters. And we have such generic, bland people on wrestling. I mean, not knocking the guys that work hard in the ring, but I mean, you have, you know, I've said it before, Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase. I mean, they're just Michael McGillicuddy, who is, you know, the son of Mr. Perfect. Well, why couldn't he do something like that? Be the son of Mr. Perfect. Yet they have these very bland, generic characters. And what's really missing are the characters. We just don't see that anymore. The storylines are generic, bland, and I don't think it's any mystery why, you know, WWE's ratings are down. I don't think it's a mystery why their pay-per-view buy rates are down right now. I don't think it's any mystery why they draw less at the house shows. I mean, they missed people like Vito and the characters that you guys portrayed on television.
And that's it in a nutshell. But to see this and to look at this and for somebody to come and knock me, you know, would you write this about Stan Hansen?
Oh,
would you write
no.
this about Bruiser
no.
Brody? Would you
no.
write this about Terry Funk? Why, did they knock your head off? You know, Big Vito's been known to throw a few slaps in his day. and he didn't mind slapping the shit out of somebody if he needed it. You know, I'm a nice, gentle giant, but people forget my rep from the back in the day. And you mess with me long enough, I'll rip your head off and I'll bite the nose off your face. But that's the old Vito. He put that to rest, you know, and grew up a lot. But if you play with the sleeping bear long enough, he comes out and he bites you. I wasn't looking to bite anybody. I wasn't looking to play. But, I mean, you do this as a gentleman, and you do your business as a gentleman, and this is what you get out of life. Oh, you're a turkey. You know what? I'm not. I am a grown man. I'm a professional athlete. I carry myself the right way. I've helped many, many guys in the wrestling business. Some of them, they have jobs today because I have helped them. I don't look for them to get me jobs. I don't ask them for nothing. Hey, I helped you. All good. You know, everything is cool. If you throw me a book in or you get me something, hey, cool. But 9 times out of 10, you don't hear from them again. Doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they're living their life. But that's okay. That's the wrestling business. But when they blatantly come out and they do this to you, not cool. So now I'm going to take a stand. I am not going to be bullied by the WWE. I am not going to stand for this. And follow me on Twitter, people. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Steve Gerwick. Just follow this. Because this is not going away. I am not going to be bullied.
We're getting
not going to... Go ahead.
Speaking of the social media, we're getting a lot of questions. I just mentioned that I'm talking to you currently, and on the Twitter page, we're getting a lot of questions. I guess probably the biggest or the most commonly asked question currently is, who came up with the gimmick for you to wear a dress in the ring, and did you enjoy wearing the dress in the ring?
Okay. It was Vince and Stephanie who came to me with this idea, and it's the best gimmick I ever did, and it's the most fun I've had in wrestling. I enjoyed it tremendously. I had the most fun wearing the dress. I still wear the dress, and I have a great time with it. The fans enjoy it. This goes on at charity events. This goes on at you know, fan-friendly things. When they see Vito in a dress, puts a smile on everybody's face. People are dancing. People are clapping. They're having a good time. They're entertained. They go home happy. Best time. Who wouldn't want to be the most recognized pro athlete in all of wrestling? Who wouldn't want to pose in Playgirl magazine for the right reasons, not to be a degenerate, but for the right reasons, to do it with dignity and respect? Who wouldn't want to be, you know, seen as, you know, somebody good in wrestling, you know, recognized for being happy? Have a lot. I mean, I was recognized as a bad guy for many years, and they said, "Yeah, man, I like Vito. He's a bad guy." When they saw Vito in a dress, yeah, I love Vito in a dress. Guy's funny. That was my personality, like I said before. Personality. Being a Gemini, you get the two good sides of the coin, and two sides of the coin are both good. You get the good and the good, never bad. But, I mean, for you people out there, you know, Steve's going to give you all the websites to get to. He's going to put it out there for me. He's going to put my Twitter account up there. He's going to put his Twitter account. Hit up Joey Styles on Twitter account. Hit WWE.com up. Hit John Laurinaitis up on his Twitter account. Ask the WWE Universe why you guys did this. Not cool. I'm the one athlete everybody wants to see come back. Dress and all.
Yeah, we got a question from Jerome Graham. Wants to know if you got any heat for doing Playgirl.
The only heat I got was, hey, you did a really good job. That was it.
I guess before we go, why don't you update people on, you know, what you're currently doing, some of your upcoming bookings, and is there a way for people to get a hold of you if they want to book you?
All right. If you would like to book Big Vito, you can get him at VitoBookings@yahoo.com. I also have an AOL account. It's VitoJLagrasso@AOL.com. We also have Facebook. Vito J. LaGrasso at Facebook.com. Steve, why don't you tell them my Twitter account?
Okay, and it is Team NV on Twitter. You can follow them there. And you're also on Facebook as well, correct?
Exactly. And then please follow the Gerwick Report, and he'll have this up and edited, and I hope I get a lot of response to this. Steve, I'm sure that you're going to post this on some kind of WWE network, and post this on all the websites and get it out there to the people. Big Vito has spoken out.
Absolutely. You can go to Vito LaGrasso on Facebook. You can follow him or befriend him there. You can follow his writings as well. And as I said, you can follow him on Twitter, become a friend of his there. And as I said, if you agree with what Vito has said tonight, has spoken out, and I do appreciate Vito's time tonight, giving us kind of the first exclusive interview. Hopefully he does a lot of interviews and gets the word out as well. But if you agree, support Vito on this issue, think it was wrong for WWE to single out him as a turkey, definitely let people know about it. You know, tell a friend, tell your family, let them know, get the message out on Twitter, Facebook, email it to other news sources, let them know that Vito has spoken, and we do appreciate it. And I tell you what, Vito, we do appreciate your time tonight. We'd like to get you back on sometime on a better light, on a better topic, where we could just maybe talk about your career, because I know 20 years in the ring, there's a lot of great stories that you can share, and maybe somewhere down the line we can hook up again and really go over your great career. You can outline, you know, TNA, WWE, WCW, ECW, because as you said, there's a lot of fans out there that still like Vito, follow Vito, want to know about more about his career, and so we look forward to maybe having you in the future. We can talk about your great career.
Thank you very much, Steven. I appreciate you taking the time to do this for me, and I know you'll distribute it to the proper people, so this way I get it all out in the open. And the more people I get on Twitter, if we can get over 200,000 people, that means that 200,000 people like Vito, and that's about what The Rock and everybody else have. They have over 200,000 people. I just put that out there for a number. I don't know how many The Rock has anyway. But I mean, if we can get over the 100,000 mark on Twitter, hey, that means people are following me. I know for the people I have out there, thank you very much. For all my fans out there, I greatly love you and appreciate you. And don't worry about me. You know, I'll be okay. I got knocked down. I'm already up, and I'm running again. So hopefully, who knows? Maybe that could be a surprise entry in the Royal Rumble. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, you never know. Again, thanks, Vito, and you know, happy Thanksgiving. We wish it was under better circumstances we could talk to you, but we wish you nothing but the best of luck in the future.
All right, thank you very much.